from WHYY in Philadelphia.
We're back. Did we miss anything? Never mind. It's time for more adventures of Eleanor Amplified. When last we left our hero, Eleanor had learned the identities of her shadowy adversaries, the Omicron Gammas.
Us, Oscar and Gretchen von Zwack.
The same von Zwack twins who had bullied Eleanor in high school were bullying her again. Now as supervillains, creating chaos and hatching evil schemes with the help of their minions. And just as it seemed matters couldn't be worse, Eleanor has disappeared, vanished, straight up ghosted, leaving the gang scrambling to fill the void as best they can.
Barry, Mr. Richmond is calling.
Hi, boss.
Barry, status update.
I am on foot in pursuit of the bad guy. He's a unicorn.
Barry, what? You sound insane.
He's dressed up like a big, fuzzy unicorn, boss.
Oh, that's terrifying. What are you gonna do if you catch him?
I don't know. Chasing bad guys is Eleanor's thing.
Well, we don't have Eleanor, so make it your thing.
Now, Dr. Gordon is calling.
Hello? Yeah, Doc?
Eleanor, have you caught that thief yet?
Eleanor's not here, Doc. This is Barry. I am chasing the thief.
Eleanor, it's vitally important you retrieve my new invention. It's very powerful.
And what exactly is it?
I can't tell you that, but it's a bright, glowing orb about the size of a chicken.
Got it.
Good luck, Eleanor, and get my glowing chicken ball back.
Phone, that unicorn is getting into a car.
Why do I care?
We're gonna lose him. Call me an Uber.
Careful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, call me a ride-sharing service.
Will do. Confirmed. Your driver's name is Bam Bam.
What?
Barry, you call a goober?
Yeah. Bam Bam?
Yup.
Great. Can you follow that unicorn?
That's really not how goobers work, man.
I know, but...
It's like... You give me a destination.
Yeah, right.
And I take you there.
Yes, true.
I don't just follow mythical creatures for you, Barry.
Bam Bam, can I give you money? Does that work?
Yup. Let's get you a unicorn. So what do you do, Barry?
I'm a radio producer.
I don't know what that means, but I got a whole bag of jelly beans in the back seat right now, and I'm ready to get on them.
Yeah?
Why are you chasing this unicorn, Barry?
Because he stole a powerful glowing orb the size of a chicken.
Wow, you sound stressed out, man.
Thanks, Bam Bam.
Maybe you should try chasing a different unicorn. Know what I mean, man?
No, I don't, Bam Bam.
Maybe you should find a job that makes you happy. But what do I know? I'm just a goober driver, man. Hey, look, there goes your unicorn.
Great, pull over. Here's some money.
Whoa, paper money. I only take crypto, Barry.
I'll email it to you.
What's email?
Where'd he go?
That way.
He ran into that building.
Welcome to Unicon.
Phone, where are we?
This is Unicon, a convention for those who love unicorns.
What? That's a thing?
You tell me, King Barrington.
Everyone here is dressed up like a unicorn. This will be impossible.
No! Hey, where's your costume?
I don't... Look, have you seen a unicorn?
Yes!
Holding a bright, glowing orb roughly the size of a chicken.
Like this one?
Yeah. Oh, okay. New plan. Phone.
Yes?
This thing is supposed to be powerful, right?
Sure.
Can you scan the area for a power source?
No, but I can find you Wi-Fi.
Just try it. I'm out of ideas.
Fine. Okay, yes. I found something. He's on the balcony, across the room, through those double doors.
Great! Excuse me. Sorry. Pardon me. You look great, by the way. Excuse me. Sorry. Hey, you! Hold it! That chicken-sized glowing orb doesn't belong to you.
No, it belongs to the Omicron Gammas.
You can't make it out of here. Hand it over.
Never. This orb is too powerful.
What's it do?
That's for me to know, and for you to know, some other time.
Give me the orb.
Long live the Omicron Gammas!
The unicorn thief vanished in a cloud of glitter and rainbows, and with him, the powerful glowing chicken orb. I have no leads as to his whereabouts, but I'll keep my ear to the ground. That's all for this edition of The Whole Story.
Our managing editor is Arthur Richman. I'm your host, Barry Cunningham, filling in for Eleanor Amplified, who's on vacation. Still. Until next time, listeners.
Vanish in a cloud of glitter and rainbows. Barry, we've got to talk about these stories.
But that's what happened.
Sure, but could you say it, differently?
Boss, I'm doing my best out there. Especially while Eleanor is...
on vacation!
She's missing, boss. We don't know where she is. Phone. Play back Eleanor's message.
Affirmative.
Mr. Richman, Barry, I'm leaving. I don't know for how long, but don't come after me.
I'll be the first to admit, Eleanor's freakout isn't coming at the best time.
Richman, your ratings are terrible. What kind of circus are you running here?
Oh, hello, Miss Le Shark.
Who is this?
Barry! This is the new owner of our station, Esther Le Shark. She's our new boss.
And I'm going to clean up this week-old tuna fish you call a radio show.
Yes, Miss Le Shark.
Now, tell me about your KPIs. Well, what's your carriage? Your cum? Your Nissan numbers?
Nielsen?
Numbers?
You don't have metrics! And who let those crickets in here? Listen, we're getting killed by the competition!
What competition? We're the most honest news source.
Boring. That's your whole problem. OGN news is exciting, bold, entertaining.
What Barry's trying to say is...
What's OGN news?
The channel that's swallowing your ratings, kid. Maybe if Eleanor Amplified were back doing the news?
I assure you, Eleanor will be back in no time.
She'd better be, because I smell blood in the water. And you too could be lunch.
Someone say lunch?
Lunchtime.
Richman!
Lunchtime! Yep, gotta go! Lunchtime! Bye now!
Yep, gotta go. See you later. Bye!
Hello, and welcome to Yummus Hummus.
Sheesh! That was very unpleasant!
Yeah, not so fun getting yelled at, is it?
Is that what I sound like?
Yeah.
No! I don't like it!
Well, at least they're hummus.
And where is this Le Shark from, anyway?
I don't know. She's new. They call her...
The Shark?
No. The Porpoise.
Oh.
Wait. No, it is the Shark. They call her the Shark.
And what was all that metric stuff?
I know! I measure in feet and inches!
Hello, and welcome to Yummus Hummus. Can I take your order?
Hi, Led Zeppelin. I would like a kale salad.
No, we only serve hummus now.
Just hummus?
Boss, let me try. Hello, do you serve anything with the hummus?
No, just the yummus hummus.
So, just a bowl of hummus?
Unless you'd like it on a plate, weirdo.
Another thing. What's OGN news?
OGN news? It's the best news ever.
Could you please explain?
It's like, take the news. But make it better. Watch.
Hello, audience. Welcome to Brant Force. I'm your truth coach, Angela Brandt.
I know, right? She's amazing.
Let's get straight to the newest news. Last night, someone stole some super important science thingy. But here's what I want to know, audience. Have you been working out? 'Cause you look thinner.
Wait, that's not news?
Thank you for noticing, Angela. I love her.
And you know what makes me mad? Not having stuff sometimes.
Me too.
She's just pandering.
People watch this?
It's like the only news I watch.
Now, audience, it's time for a new segment I call Truth Salad. Joining me are the OGN news commentators, Professor Ignomi, Lars Bot, and Lord Brimlaw.
Hi.
Hello.
Ciao.
Our topic today is Eleanor Amplified.
Oh, boy.
The worst.
Terrible.
The absolute worst.
I don't care for her.
Just where is the country's most trusted reporter?
She's gone.
I mean, you can't just do a show and vanish for months. And don't you think Eleanor Amplified is kind of loud and flashy?
Yeah.
Not very original.
Maybe you're not her intended audience.
Lars?
What's your problem,
what
Lars?
What kind of henchman are you?
Boss, this is terrible.
I know. How can anyone watch this?
No. Can't you see what's happening?
Yes?
The Omicron Gammas have started a cable news channel just to distract people and trash Eleanor.
You're right.
We've got to stop them before they push us out.
But how? Without Eleanor, we're just not getting the ratings.
Oh, but where can she be? There's no way she'd let her career, her show, her reputation get eradicated. She must be facing some really serious danger right now to let all this happen.
I have just one question for you, Eleanor Amplified, and I hope you can answer it, because the fates of many depend on how you respond right now. Prepare yourself for my query. Would you like a beverage or perhaps a crab salad?
Nope, thanks.
Okay, let me know if you change your mind.
Will do. Hey, Walter, your delivery was much better this time. Keep practicing, bud.
Yes, thank you, Miss Amplify.
See you at the Tiki Lounge later.
Uh-huh. See you there, Dimitri.
Hey there, Islanders. It's me, Sheila, with today's announcements. The Bayside Beach is now open. We're having a fire sale on yoga pants. And don't forget, it's Bagel Tuesday. We hope you're enjoying your stay at the Mindless Meditation Island Resort.
I sure am. I might never leave.
Thank goodness Eleanor's safe. Wait, maybe she's a little too safe. Has Eleanor been vacationing this whole time? Just nibbling on sponge cake and watching the sun bake? Eleanor? There must be some explanation. We'll find out in the next episode of Eleanor Amplified.
Support for Eleanor Amplified comes from the Sutherland Family Charitable Fund. Subscribe now at Apple Podcasts to keep up with the latest episodes. This is a bit of a gamble, but do you find yourself drawing pictures of things you imagine from Eleanor Amplified, like Megablurg or the fishy pickle? You should show them to us. Have a parent email us some pictures. In fact, you can email us anything you like at eleanoramplified@whyy.org. Thanks for listening.